Pete, thanks so much for doing this. I know how valuable off days are to you guys, and Kevin Barker and I really, really appreciate you joining us today.
What's up, Petey?
Hey, Kev, how you doing? Hi,
what's
Jeff.
Up, man?
No problem at all. Sitting here in my backyard right now, and the pool is covered in Connecticut, but it's still nice to be here.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Very nice. Pete, we got to ask you, that road trip, you guys come back, you're 5-4. We said you could have been 7-2. Had to be frustrating for you as a pitching coach to see all those walks. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, it was frustrating, a frustrating trip. I mean, as good as, you know, coming back 5-4, you know, you say going in is, you know, you come back over 500, you should be happy. We're a little disappointed. You know, you had an opportunity to win a couple more ball games, and, you know, we saw the bullpen, you know, struggle a little bit. You know, we didn't see that much last year, and for the most part this year they've been solid and just, you know, hit a little bit of a rut there in a couple of games that normally they secure. And, you know, obviously walks are a concern with a few different guys. You know, we're trying to get the bottom of it, that's for sure. You know, a lot of the other numbers across the board have been pretty good, but, you know, the one thing that sticks out, obviously, to everybody, and myself included, is the walks. And, you know, it's one thing we have to rectify and find a way to, you know, force contact early in the count and minimize the walks. We minimize our walks this year. We got at least two more wins on the board. So, you know, that's a concern, a minor concern, but a concern at this point. I still think those guys, it's a little bit of a glitch, you know, especially a guy like Aaron Loop and Delabar and guys that typically pound the zone. So I think they're going to get right back on, you know, on track and this home series and put this behind us.
Petey, R.A. Dickey's off to another tough start, much like last year. How concerned should Jays fans be?
As far as R.A., I'm not,
as far as
R.A. honest with you, not concerned at all. Mm-hmm. You know, by the end of the year, his numbers are going to be there. It's frustrating to get off to the start he has, considering how good he felt coming out of spring training. Last spring was a little bit different, and going into the season, you know, he had some issues. This year, he's healthy, he's feeling great. To be honest with you, the action on his knuckleball has been tremendous. It seems like it's that one inning that's got to him. Where last year, you know, it was kind of a consistent struggle early on. You know, he had the one solid game against New York. You know, he had a great bullpen session just the day before yesterday, and I know he's looking forward to Tuesday night, tomorrow night, pitching and getting back out there. So, you know, I still think he feels good where he is, and you know, I know the fans might be a little concerned at the start of the season for him, but. But rest assured, he's gonna be solid for us, and he's going to give us an opportunity to win more times than not, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Pete Walker's the Blue Jays pitching coach, and he joins us on Baseball Central with Jeff Blair and Kevin Barker. Pete, Kevin and I both talked about this. In defense of the bullpen, they throw in an awful lot of innings. Now, I know they did that last year as well, but from where I stand, I looked at the starting pitching, and we all know what you're dealing with starting pitching. We know, you know, what happens when you have a knuckleball pitcher. There are going to be walks every now and then. That's part of the deal. But it's the relievers that would kind of concern me, especially a guy like Aaron Loop. Is that just mechanical, or are these guys almost at the point now where they're, no disrespect to you or Steamer or Gibby, but are they almost at the point now where you've got to say, we're getting to the point where they're almost overworked a little bit here?
You know, I don't think so early on here. I mean, obviously they've been in some games, and, you know, we need to get a little bit more of our starters. That's the number one priority.
Right.
I mean, I still think it comes down to that. And, you know, I think Mark Burley says it best. When he doesn't throw at least six innings, he feels like he failed. Whether the results are good or not, you know, he feels like he's got to get into that seventh inning for him to feel good about his outing. And, you know, I think that's the approach we all need to take. I know R.A. does as well. You know, if he doesn't get deep into the game, he's frustrated. So, you know, I think Hutch has it in him. He certainly didn't want to come out of that game. You know, we're still guarding him just a little bit, obviously, coming off of Tommy John and trying to guard him in April and May as best we can. But, you know, we definitely need Brandon, and we need Dustin to find a way to get deeper into those games. And, you know, they certainly have the stuff to do it, and it's just a matter of, again, continuing to stress the importance of forcing contact early in the count with their stuff. I mean, they have above-average stuff, so there really is no need to get into those two- and three-ball counts consistently. And that's really what we need them to do, and I think that relieves some of the stress off the bullpen. You know, are they overworked? I don't think they're overworked, but they're definitely on a trend that's leading towards that way, and that's something we need to resolve. You know, so I think, you know, we've been as good as we can be with those guys. the relievers, and, you know, but for them to be at their best and to be, you know, peak performance each and every time out, you definitely need the starters to get just a little bit deeper. And, you know, we're not talking about a significant difference, but definitely pitching into that seventh inning, you know, right now in that 5 to 6 inning range. And, you know, if we can get some consistent efforts into that seventh inning, that just changes the whole complexion of the game.
Yeah, Petey, speaking of the bullpen, how important is it to get those guys in certain roles? What I mean by that is,
yeah,
guys knowing what their roles is, because now with the way the starting pitching is, they're kind of all over the place. You call them in the sixth, which they're really not. How important is it for that to be established, especially early on in the season?
Yeah, it is important. You know, I've certainly been in the pen. I've been a part of a couple of good pens, but, you know, and guys had established roles. You know, they kind of had a real good feeling when they were coming in. Right now, it's been hit or miss with a couple situations. You know, we've used Loopy a little bit earlier than we would like to, that's for sure. Him primarily, you know, but for the most part, it's nice to have established roles down there. These guys are all, we have probably 4 or 5 guys who are late inning relievers, 7th, 8th, and 9th inning.
Sure.
Obviously, it would be a luxury to get Casey Jansen back feeling good. And it kind of puts everybody in a little bit better place down there, to be honest with you. So that's something I'm looking forward to, and I think the staff is as well. He solidifies that bullpen and kind of puts everybody in their right place. But, again, it's going to come down to the starting pitchers getting a little bit deeper so we don't have to bring in Aaron Loop or someone to get out of a tight jam. Because when you're in a 3-2 game, a 4-3 game in the sixth inning, and you got 2 guys on, you know, he's the kind of guy that can come in and get out of that.
Sure. Yep.
And, you know, and I know it's a luxury to have him and Cecil and Delabar and Santos and when Casey, you know, Casey's back, you know, Casey Jansen as well. So you can occasionally run an Aaron Loop out there in the sixth inning, but to be doing it on a consistent basis isn't good for any of us.
Right. And, you know, people talk about guys need to find roles or you like to have roles in the bullpen. And I think a lot of times we forget that in order for that to happen, you've got to get innings out of your starting pitchers. I mean, that's the
correct
first step towards, yeah, it's great to have a closer and then kind of manage back from that, but you got to get innings out of your starting pitchers to make those roles fit together. That's the second element of it.
We've nailed down the games that we've got deep into.
Yes.
I mean, that's just the way it's been. You know, and we've had some tight games where we've been ahead, but we've had to go to that reliever in the sixth inning or even the fifth inning. And it's just, that's a lot to ask for out of those guys. And, you know, do we expect to do that over the course of the season? Absolutely not. It's happened a few times early on. That Minnesota series still is, you know, as traumatizing as it was at the time, is something that we just got to put behind us. And it definitely, there was a lot of weather-related issues in that game. But, you know, the other team dealt with it as well. But, you know, I thought we had a good series in Baltimore. I think, you know, for the most part, we did a good job in Cleveland. And, you know, just didn't finish it off the way we'd like to. But, again, it's going to come down to the starters getting deeper, and we anticipate that. I mean, those guys are definitely, I think, when they start getting into some warmer weather, their pitch counts aren't going to be an issue at this point now. They're all responding well. Dustin McGowan, Brandon Morrow, which was obviously coming into the spring and into the season, we're just hoping they felt good, and they both feel great. So, you know, we're definitely going to push them a little bit more from here on out to get them deeper into the game.
Mm-hmm. P. Walker joins us on Baseball Central. What are you seeing from Brandon Morrow, Pete? There was some criticism of the game in Minnesota that he didn't use his fastball enough.
I
thought he yesterday he threw some real good fastball, threw some good splits.
Sure.
What's your take on where Brandon is right now?
Yeah, we had a good conversation. We go back and look at the games and talk about him and throughout the course of the game. And I agree with that assessment in Minnesota. You know, I think he got away from it a couple of times this year. He's gotten away from his fastball a little too much. But, you know, I thought last game he used it pretty well. I think he was a little more aggressive with his heater. He got burned one time by Brantley, you know, going in a 3-2 pitch. But, you know, he'd thrown maybe 5 consecutive fastballs to him. So, you know, on the one hand, we're telling him to use his fastball. And then the same breath, you're saying, hey, you maybe should use your slider split right there. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword sometimes. And, you know, I know he feels good. He feels very confident in his secondary stuff. But we want him to be equally as confident in his fastball. And, you know, his velocity fluctuates at times. And, you know, there are games when he's letting it rip, and it's 95, 96, 97. And then there'll be the next game will be 91, 92, 93, which is fine. It's more than enough. But I think he loses a little bit of his aggressiveness when it's at those numbers. And, you know, that's something we want to get a little more consistency out of, is the velo and being able to use that fastball and then go into his secondary stuff when he needs it.
Pete, it was good of you to do this. I'm going to let you go and enjoy your pool and just think about what it's going to be like when that covers off the pool.
Yeah, exactly. My family will enjoy it. I'll be up there with the team. But, you know, as long as they're having a good time here at the pool, I'm happy.
That's awesome. Say hi to the family, Petey.
All right, you got it, Kev.
Thanks, man. Guys.